I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today's episode is about situations where you feel like you're talking to a brick wall, and I'm sure that's something that we can all relate to. And actually, it's a really busy episode because I go to four different places, although one of them is my back garden. But I'm going to Falklands in Fife, St Andrew's Beach in Fife, and then going down to Peebles and to Doic Botanical Gardens. And as ever, really, really, really encourage you to think of a situation where you feel like you're talking to a brick wall, you know, putting that to the back of your mind so that you can then explore the situation metaphorically, to explore metaphorically that brick wall that you feel like you're talking to. What is your objective? What's the other side of the brick wall? Is it about demolishing the brick wall? What is it about the brick wall that needs to change? Who are you trying to communicate to? So to put some of that to the back of your mind so that you can sort of with wild abandon explore the metaphor and then worry about what that means logically later. So see what you think. You'll find that I go to a lot of different places this time. When it feels like you're talking to a brick wall, then go and find a brick wall. And that's what I've done today. And I suspect I'll be adding lots of different walls into this video. So it'll be a podcast of lots of different conversations with lots of different walls to just get insight. Because as I'm here in Falkland, and I can show you, I don't know if I can zoom in, but there is a brick wall, but it's the side of a stream and it's quite tall, but the other side of the brick wall, it's sort of holding up the bank. So it's not as if you were talking to that brick wall, it's not as if you could get to the other side, because there's a sense I have, the fact that when we say it's like talking to a brick wall, it's because we're not getting a response from anybody. And I'm not convinced that it's always about the brick wall. It's more about the person, the other side of the brick wall, in terms of what are the barriers to them hearing us or us being heard. So what are the characteristics of the brick wall that we need to demolish rather than it being about convincing the brick wall to speak to us? But the interesting thing is in this instance that there can't be somebody the other side of the brick wall. So it's as if that's the person, they're not moving, they're not going anywhere. And it's fruitless. If we were wanting to try and get that brick wall to change, I don't think we can. I mean, all we can do is repoint it and actually make it even more solid. We're not going to certainly want to try and remove it. So if your brick wall is a bit like the one that I've just described and it's a holding wall, holding up ground, holding back the bank, then my sense is stop trying. But let's have a look to see what other brick walls I find on this little exploration. I was further up, was looking at the brick wall that was holding the bank to stop the bank collapsing onto the stream, and looking at it and going, well, actually, if we're talking to that brick wall, there's that brick wall's going nowhere, and to give up. But my sense is as I've walked down, then there is no brick wall. It doesn't require it. So in what way are we trying, the position of the wall that we're trying to talk to, that our timing, our position, the context in which we're trying to have the conversation is the problem. It's like, actually up there, that wall, the only thing the wall can do is to do its job, is to hold fast. It's not going anywhere. Whereas actually, as you go down here, then there isn't as big a wall, the stream is more meandering-y and doesn't require the bank to be held up, or the bank is doing its own holding up. So I wonder, how is that relevant to the situation where you feel like you're talking to a brick wall? How might it be about, yeah, changing the context, changing the conversation, changing the timing of it? And bizarrely, I've come to that insight when we've got a brick wall above me and it's a bridge. And that comes back to something I was talking about earlier. Although I have no idea what order all this is going to appear in, so it could have been what you're going to hear later about the fact that bridges and walls, if it feels like you're talking to a brick wall, then perhaps it's a brick wall of a bridge that you're building between you and the other person. And at that instance, I also had light at the end of it as the sun came through and shone at the end of the bridge. So how cool is that? Anyway, leave you later. Bye. It feels like you're talking to a brick wall, then perhaps it's not about concentrating on the brick wall that's solid in front of you, but for looking for holes in the brick wall, ways of getting over the brick wall. Certainly, I don't know, this bramble has managed to get through and over the wall. How can you look around you for different perspectives rather than focusing on the difficulty of talking to this brick wall? As I sit here in the middle of St Andrew's Beach and look towards the cliffs that sort of on the edge of where the town centre is, I realise we don't say that it's like talking to a cliff, do we? We say it's like talking to a brick wall. So there is an element of an assumption that somebody has built the wall and therefore somebody can demolish the wall. Those cliffs is only really going to be C that does anything about demolishing those cliffs. It's not something we can do. So the very fact that we're not saying it's like talking to a cliff, the very essence of the saying is that we are saying that we've built the wall, or somebody's built the wall, and therefore there's some demolishing that one can do to said wall in order to be able to talk to the person on the other side, or to get to the other side of it, or whatever your intention is with respect to that wall. Such a great reminder that every landscape can give us insight, even if there isn't even a tree or a wood here. What can I get about, can't see the wood for the trees from this landscape? What can I say about putting my head above the parapet when I'm sitting in this beach? What can I say about between a rock and a hard place? There's always something that we can get from the landscape that we're in, even if that landscape isn't currently expressing or demonstrating the saying that we're feeling. Just walk past sign for a walled garden, a bricked garden by another other name. And of course, there's something about the wall protects the plants within the garden. stops the winds getting at them. So in what way is the brick wall a protection that the other person's put up and therefore is keeping them safe, and therefore any attack at them through the brick wall is going to make them feel vulnerable and unsafe. So is it about finding that door in the wall, getting an invitation to the other side of the wall, rather than making an attack on the wall? Which reminds me of a team on a training day where they were talking about procurement team and finance and the relationship between finance and procurement, which can be fraught. And in that particular instance, they envisaged finance were surrounded by a brick wall, and that wall was surrounded by sort of barbed wire. And therefore what they did was they drew their perception of the current situation, and then they drew the antidote. And the antidote was no brick walls, no barbed wire, and having a conversation with these individuals. But it was interesting that having done that, this is where we're at currently, this is how we'd like to be, that they had moved from believing that it was finance that had built the brick wall to that perhaps they'd built the brick wall, and therefore they had the ability to dismantle it. So in what way, if it feels like you're talking to a brick wall with somebody, in what way might it be you that's built the brick wall, not the other person? I would suggest that the wall in front of me is not a wall you even want to try and talk to, because you're not going to hear anything back, because it's a very, it's got lichen on it and mosses and grasses growing out of it, leaves all around it. So it's not really a very well tended brick wall. So we do need to be careful that we're not trying to talk at brick walls where nothing's going to happen, because it's just been there forever. More than likely isn't anybody the other side of it. So how do we know that our intention, whatever it's the other side of the brick wall, is even there? There is something though, in as I look at this brick wall, as I embody talking to the brick wall, that I have to get close to the brick wall. It doesn't feel as if I can talk to it away from it. So perhaps there is an element of that the person the other side can hear, so long as we get close enough to the brick wall. And I don't know why, but I feel the need to whisper, and again have no concept of what that means. But when you're imagining talking to the brick wall, however you're using that saying, what tonality are you using, and how might you be able to change the tonality or the loudness or softness of that talking? Will that change the feeling of it being a brick wall? There's also something, as I look at this brick wall, that the closer I get to the brick wall, the more I talk to it, the more I notice things about the brick wall, about the pointing of the brick wall, the sizes of the bricks, how they've been put together, and therefore have a new appreciation for the brick wall. In what way do you need to have an appreciation for the brick wall in order for the whoever it is that's the other side can hear you? Quite often, and actually a lot of what I've been talking about is about how to get round the brick wall, how to talk to the person the other side of the brick wall. But is it actually about focusing on the brick wall and appreciating the brick wall, and allowing that person to know that you've appreciated the brick wall? Perhaps that's how it will then dissolve. I'm back in my garden, and there's been a bit of a wall that has been calling to me to come to and talk to before I finish this episode. So, and as is what happens really with metaphor, is that I'm trying not to predetermine what the insight I'm going to get. So I'm here, and basically it's a big stone wall that goes round the house, and it is taller than me. So on the other side, it isn't quite as tall as me, but on this side of the house, it's as tall as me. So I can't see who I'm talking to on the other side. However, halfway up the garden, so it's just wall. So all the things that I've said so far apply for half the garden. In fact, let me go and see if I get any additional insight. Ooh, getting a bit windy, sorry. It's a bit windy out here today. Oh crikey. There's quite a bit of cracks. There's quite a lot of missing mortar in the top of this brick wall. So my sense is, in this case, it's about demolishing the brick wall. The fact that actually, although I wouldn't want to, because it's a beautiful and it's been there forever, so it's serving a purpose. If this brick wall was representing a barrier between me and another person, then what I could quite happily say is that this brick wall could be made fairly easily made shorter. However, as I go down the garden, suddenly the wall is... That's because the brick wall is against another brick wall, and it's actually a brick wall of a building. So there is something... It comes back to, and I think I have repeatedly found this on all of the walls that I've been talking to for this episode, is that there are places on a wall where it's easier to see that you're going to get the outcome you want, and other places where, you know, there's no way that even if I demolish this brick wall, there's still the other brick wall, and that's part of a house. The house isn't, or the building, that's not going anywhere, and yet I don't have to move very far. And I think that's perhaps the insight, that I literally, the difference is a meter. I can go from being a brick wall against another brick wall where I have no action or no options to take, or I step that other meter and suddenly I do have that wall that I could take down, that I could get over, etc. So in what way is it about subtly moving your relationship to the person the other side of the brick wall, changing your relationship to the brick wall? And in what way will that help inform a different action and therefore subtly change the situation? And I have no idea why, but I'm also, as I stand here, reminding of the standing in the shoes exercise. So please have a look in comments, and there's a link to my Linktree list, and I'll put a link there to standing in the shoes of somebody else, because for some unknown reason it feels helpful, even if it's not metaphorical and doesn't necessarily lend itself to the rest of the episode, which is let's find solutions metaphorically. I'm here video blogging or podcasting for, I was thinking about doing the talking to a brick wall, but also I've come across and wanting to add to some of the recordings I've already done about building bridges, about the fact that there's lots of different bridges. And here's a bridge. And I realised that the bridges this particular bridge is made of a brick wall. And of course, quite often when, so I'm sort of mixing the idioms really, the fact that quite often when it feels like we're talking to a brick wall, that we need to build a bridge, that we need them to understand what we're saying, we need to understand what they're saying. So I wonder how the two fit together. The fact that if we're talking to, it feels like we're talking to a brick wall, how might it be that we tell ourselves that that's just one brick wall of a bridge, and that perhaps we need another brick wall, and then we can walk across, having built that bridge, and walk across, or meet in the middle and walk across and achieve whatever it is our outcome was and why we were getting frustrated in the first place, and it felt like we were talking to a brick wall. I'll have a think about that. Let me know what you think. How is
building bridges and brick walls and feeling like we're talking to a brick wall, how can we use the metaphor hidden within both of those and the solution contained within both? How does that provide insight to your current situation? I'll leave it with you.
Wow, that was quite a lot to think about, really. When I was re-listening, because obviously that was recorded in lots of different places on lots of different days when I was also looking at different episodes. So it was really interesting when I sort of listened to all of them back to back, really, and got a sense of all the different options and opportunities that are available to us when we feel like we're talking to a brick wall. And that's the aim of the metaphor, that the aim is to actually be able to uncover things that are currently hidden from view, that we've got fixed in our mind about the current situation and we're stuck. And therefore, what we're trying to do is open our mind to there being a different perspective, something that we hadn't thought of before. And as ever, and as I do in every episode, if you can't go out and find lots of brick walls to talk to, if my own exploration hasn't added anything, then why not draw the brick wall? Why not get the Lego out and make a brick wall of Lego? So the whole idea is just getting out of our mind how we're envisaging the situation, whether it's metaphorically in nature, whether it's by drawing it, by using, I don't know, clay, Lego, to get it out so that we can see it. It's as if our internal representation is impacting our stuckness. And if we can get it out of our heads and if we can see it, then it's much easier for us to go, oh, for heaven's sake, it's only two bricks high. Why am I even worrying about it? Or, oh, it's made of plasticine. Oh, I'll just add a bit of heat or whatever. Or perhaps I need to add a bit of water and it'll all dissolve. Just that changing the representation somehow shifts something in our minds and then enables us to see the situation differently. So I'm hoping that as you've been listening, that something has triggered a action that you could take about the original situation that you felt like you were talking to a brick wall about. Although I do have to say, I was really taken with the why we don't say that it's like talking to a cliff. There's an element of, yeah, we don't, do we? In our language, we already recognize that we've built the brick wall. Somebody's built the brick wall and therefore it can be demolished. And yet so often we use the saying as if the wall cannot be demolished. So I would invite you to take away from today's session that no brick wall is undemolishable, metaphorically or in real life. Not that I'm encouraging you to go out and find real brick walls. I'm inviting you to demolish all of those demolish all those metaphorical brick walls between you and other people. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast and also have a look in comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.